I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, New York State Senator Jair Montserrat is a Democrat. No, wait, he's with the Republicans. No, wait, he's back with the Democrats. Meanwhile, control of New York Senate is at stake, a drama worthy of Shakespeare on the floor of the New York State Senate. We'll tell you about it in just a few minutes. But first, to California, where the Golden State's budget is tarnished. Governor Schwarzenegger says the state must cut $24 billion or else. To help close the budget gap, he originally planned to borrow almost $3 billion from taxes meant for local governments. A group of California mayors cried foul, and over the weekend, the governor backed away from the idea. San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders and Santa Ana Mayor Miguel Pulido are both members of a delegation who met with Governor Schwarzenegger. We called them to find out more. Mayor Sanders joins us on the phone from his home in San Diego. Mayor Pulido is in Providence, Rhode Island, attending a meeting of the National Conference of Mayors. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Michelle. This is Jerry Sanders.
And it's very nice to be here with you. This is Mayor Miguel Pulido.
Oh, thank you so much to you both. And Mayor Sanders, could you just set the table for us a little bit? And I know it's complicated and hard to condense, but for those who haven't been following all the state budget issues, how did the state get into such a deep mess? What are the driving factors there?
Well, the driving factors really revolve around the fact that the state has spent more than they've brought in revenue over the last probably 15 years. And when revenue goes up, they spend it rather than putting it away or rather than spending it as one-time money. So when the recession hit, they'd already maxed out all of their borrowing power, and they simply can't borrow money anymore. So they've come to the cities and counties and other entities that do things in California and have asked to take our money, and we've simply said it's not available for them.
And if I could just get your opinion about this whole question of whether the tax-limiting measures are creating this, are part of the problem here. What's your view on that? I know it's a controversial question, but Prop 13.
Mm-hmm. It is a controversial issue, and over the years, California decided they were paying too much in taxes for a bureaucracy that literally became bloated and keeps getting larger and larger, and it has created problems that way, but it's problems that the voters said, we simply don't want to continue paying more taxes and not seeing anything in return in terms of better services or in terms of seeing better government, which they've not seen.
Mayor Pulido, just what's your take on just the overarching factors at work here? And then secondly, if you would just tell us, how is the state budget crisis specifically affecting your city?
Well, I think the overall problem is the structure of taxes in California. So much of it is a function of state tax. There's other states where we don't even have a state tax. We have sales tax or property tax, taxes that follow the economy a little bit closer. The state income tax, because it really is predicated on that top 3% of the population that when things are going well, they're making, you know, multi-millions of dollars, and that brings a lot of money in the state budget. When the economy slows down, that tax really disappears. And so 75% of the state's problems currently are loss of revenue. And when times are good, they just have so much money, they, as Mayor Sanders said, it's very easy for them to spend it. But when things are bad, they're much worse off than anybody else, and they come looking at us. They come looking for cities. And even though we have some constitutional provisions, because when Governor Schwarzenegger became governor, and I said this to him at one of our recent meetings, Governor, when you came in, you know, we worked very hard to protect cities, and now here we are, not that much later, and now you're coming after our gas tax or property tax, and or you want to borrow from us. Frankly, we don't have any money to lend, but we are much stronger than the state in terms of how we handle our affairs, so we would prefer to try to go borrow some money or lend them some money and borrow against it or whatever we can do. Problem is, they keep coming back to, you know, maybe we just got to find a loophole anywhere to take money.
Well, how would the Mayor Pulido and Mayor Sanders going to ask you the same question next? But Mayor Pulido, how is the state's budget crisis specifically affecting you, or how would the loss of this revenue
already
specifically affect you?
Here in my city, you know, we lost about $5 million in March because they did an earlier what we call takes. These are just money grabs where money disappears. So that's 50 positions for us. But you have to understand, and Mayor Sanders is in the same boat, we've already laid off about 150 people or eliminated positions or through attrition, 150 people out of 2,000. And right now we're in the process of doing another 150. So we're going to be at 300 personnel below where we were. And meanwhile, the state has not really stepped up. I know they've lost the revenue, but they've not stepped up in the ability to live within their means. And so now, as they say, well, we're going to come at you yet again. This is yet another. It's about $5.7 million for us if they do another reduction on Prop 42, which is our gas. Excuse me, not 42, our gas tax. They're going to take additional money. We have nothing left to cut. And I told him, look, if you take our money and you leave us with potholes that we're never, ever going to be able to fix, that's not a good thing. And they said, well, but at least you're not cutting police and fire. We would have to cut police and fire.
Mayor Sanders, let me turn to you. In a Friday press conference, you had very strong words for the governor. You spoke about the theft of our gas tax money, the decision being made to steal. I'm sure he prefers the term borrowing. But has he, in fact, dropped the idea? To your knowledge, and how are you being affected? How's your city being affected by the situation?
Just in the last 12 months, we've cut about 18% of our budget. So from a $1 billion general fund budget, which is police and fire and park and rec and all, we've cut $180 million. They want to come at us again, and he has taken Proposition 1A, which is property tax, off the table. They've taken Proposition 42, which is highway construction for locals money off the table, because they had to pay those back. They have to pay them back within a three-year period with interest, and they don't want to pay the money back. So instead, and what the governor failed to say at a press conference the other day, was they're taking our gas tax money, which is $24 million. That gas tax has been voted on by the voters. They want to see local streets and roads repaired. And as Mayor Pulido said, we can't afford to get any further behind on repairing those roads. So it's not something we can stop, and it's something we'll have to backfill in another way. And the only way we can do that is continue to cut. And we've already cut over 950 positions in the past couple of years. And those are important positions. Those are people who go out and maintain the park and rec and libraries and police and fire and all of that. We've cut back to the bones in support personnel, the scientists and the other people who do things out on the street so that it makes it easier for our police officers. And we're simply at a point where we're going to be breaking just like everybody else.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with Mayor Miguel Pulido of Santa Ana, California, and Jerry Saunders of San Diego about the California budget crisis and how it's affecting their two cities. Mayor Saunders, is the federal stimulus money offering any relief?
Well,
to the cities?
It offers relief, but that money has to create jobs, and it has to be on projects that are shovel-ready. And, I mean, we're dredging a channel into Mission Bay, which is one of our finest areas for tourism. We're also constructing a freeway along the border so that we improve cross-border commerce and create jobs down there. We've got housing programs that are going on to help minimize the impact of the federal or of the economy. So those are not things that you backfill the type of money that's being taken by the state government. And, you know, the governor gets upset, so does everybody in Sacramento. They're not borrowing from us. In order to borrow, you have to have a willing lender. We don't have the money to lend, and we're just not willing to lend it without a guarantee that we can securitize it with state property and make sure we can borrow against it.
Mayor Pulido, you're at the conference of mayors at the moment. What are you hearing from your fellow mayors about their take on California's situation?
Well, you know, many of them don't have it nearly as badly off as we do. You know, they're complaining about a 5% reduction, and as Mayor Sanders said, you know, we've already done about 20% in our situation, and yet we're facing additional cuts above that that are bigger than the 5% that other mayors are, you know, devastated by. So we're unfortunately in a much, much more difficult situation. And some of the other mayors that are here from California, we're using this time to caucus, and we hope as soon as we're back to join Mayor Sanders and other mayors across California to go back to Sacramento and to cry more than foul, you know, to cry more than wolf, just to basically say, you know, this is undermining what we're all supposed to be doing, because if we don't have healthy cities, if we don't have cities that can educate people and create jobs and strengthen the economy, you know, it doesn't matter that we're trying to stimulate. You know, we trip over ourselves and crash and burn, you know, because bad decisions are being made in Sacramento.
And finally, Mayor, forgive me for interrupting. We only have a minute left. Mayor Pulido, I started our conversation by asking Mayor Sanders how the state got into this mess. And now for the last question, I'd like to ask you, how does the state get out of this mess? And I want to mention that you're a Democrat. Mayor Sanders is a Republican. And you clearly have a lot of you have some disagreement about how the state got there. So there are those who argue this is really a governance problem, that for whatever reason, that the state's leaders just have not been able to sort of address the problems of the state appropriately. What's your take on that in the minute we have left?
Well, I think what the state has to do, number one, they can't devastate cities as they get there from here. You know, they have to bring us in, as Mayor Sanders said, and I don't think we have that much disagreement, really, but you know, we have to work with them for the cities to help stabilize and save the state. Immediately after that, I've spoken to Senator Feinstein and you know, many others about this. I think we need something along the lines of a constitutional convention, something that says, how is a state going to restructure? Because we've seen this broken record played too many times before, and it doesn't matter who is in office. With the system that we have, it is just too lucrative when times are good and they can't control the not spending. And the minute times go bad, they are bad times 10. If you look at their budget out of $100 billion in 2 years, they're trying to deal with $60 billion. That's too much. They've already cut 36. Okay. Now they need to cut another 24. It just the numbers, the percentage of the numbers is just too large.
We have to leave
it
there.
We need a different structure.
Oh, thank you. We have to leave it there. Thank you. Perhaps you'll both keep us posted. We appreciate it. Miguel Pulido is the mayor of Santa Ana. He joined us from Providence, Rhode Island, where he's attending a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Jerry Sanders is the mayor of San Diego. He joined us from his home office. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.